Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy there, Tara.
Well, Lee, we got a problem.
Okay.
Here. And they're figuring it out right now online, this problem that we have. It's a big problem. Cash Patel lied to us. And he's currently stonewalling Congress. And Dan Bongino was either unhonest or uninformed.
Unhonest.
About the Butler shooting.
Okay.
We don't know which yet.
Yeah.
But like all things, the internet is figuring it out. Right now, Lee, trending on X is Cash Patel.
Mm-hmm.
People are taking this apart piece by piece, doing, as always happens on X, the job of the mainstream media simply won't do, but usually is forced about a week later to do by the actual sleuths and reporters on X. And we have a problem. See, what folks are figuring out right now, those who've watched the Butler assassination, all the lies around it, are figuring out right now that after the FBI under Joe Biden stonewalled America, flat out lied to us under oath. Oh, Thomas Crooks? No, he has a little search history when he was 15. But after that, no more. No, there was no more. Nothing. We can't ever know why he did it. Oh, yes, we can. He had quite a search history. He had quite a history of commenting. He was very specific about his reasons for doing what he did. He was a left-wing, violent lunatic who marinated, like so many other recent shooters, in trans ideology. And that's just for starters. It also appears he had a neo-Nazi handler out of another country. Wait, weren't we told there were encrypted accounts from other countries? Yeah, there was nothing to that. Oh, looks like there was. Didn't Cash Patel tell us that if he found anything else out, he'd tell us? Well, that anything else that Cash Patel insisted there was no there, it's all over X this morning. You lied, honey. Either that, or nobody, that people underneath you at the FBI are lying to you. And you look like a fool. Either way, you need to be fired. You need to go. Bye-bye. You're not getting it done. You're not. And they're figuring this out right now on X, which is why Cash Patel's name is trending. And let me tell you what the problem is here. Because this is the thing that's getting it trending. After the FBI stonewalled Congress, still hasn't turned over more than 30,000 requested pages, including that entire internet history that the FBI said, oh, no, it didn't exist. It's weird. He's a blank slate, this Thomas Crooks. Very strange. We looked everywhere. Well, all right, let's move on. Yeah, that internet history that Congress requested in a subpoena twice. And then when the FBI didn't turn it over, Lee, this summer, 2025... Wait a minute. Trump was president this summer, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Cash Patel was the FBI director this summer, wasn't he? That subpoena. You know the one requesting the internet history. The encrypted accounts, which, by the way, you know we cracked them, right? Took us 40 minutes. We got them all. We know what's in those accounts. We got his internet history. We have all of it. That subpoena was filed by Senator Ron Johnson this summer. It is November. Cash Patel hasn't turned a darn thing over. And it's getting harder and harder and harder to believe he's not one of them. And that's painful because I loved Cash Patel.
Sounds like you're ready to cash out on Patel.
I'm ready to cash out. I'm done. You can see this, by the way, my video today on, you know, Rumble on X, fire Cash Patel now. I think Trump should float it behind the scenes somewhere. Honey, you didn't tell us the truth. And we need answers right now. Especially given the connection of this guy. This is weird, Lee. Mm-hmm. Let me lay this out quickly for you, okay? Miranda Devine broke this. They're telling us. Fox News pretending Miranda Devine at New York Post broke this. She's a fine reporter, but she didn't break this. Tucker Carlson did. And Cash Patel came out and thought, oh, it's Tucker. Tucker's been involved in a lot of scandals lately, a lot of anti-Semitism, a lot of stuff I don't like. I don't even talk about the guy anymore. So Cash Patel came out and issued this really haughty statement like, oh, 480 FBI agents looked at this. We spent 4,000 hours. So there. Okay, but you're not answering the charges. Is Tucker right? Is this Thomas Crook's internet history? This violent internet history where the last post he makes, he's interacting with a neo-Nazi from overseas who is a member of a terror group associated with Antifa. Oops.
Yeah, that's problematic, isn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of problematic. And when X finds this out, after the FBI and including Cash Patel has said there's no there there. While Cash Patel is defying a congressional subpoena with the same zeal we would expect from any Democrat FBI director, including Christopher Wray, who, by the way, defied the first two, we got a problem. We got a really, really big problem. Because you know what that tells me? Can I bottom line this? Trump's in danger.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
Trump is in danger.
Well, he's not in control of the federal government.
No.
And obviously the FBI as well.
You can't trust people like this to protect you. You can't. You can't do it. So now that Miranda Devine has come out and re-reported what Tucker Carlson broke, it becomes okay to speak of it. Cash Patel thought he could just brush Tucker off. And he said, well, we put thousands of hours into this. And 480 agents. Cool. I don't care. Could be 5,000 agents. I don't care. You didn't tell us what you found. You lied to us. And I had to find out about it on X. And by the way, you know who this is? This is the second time this has happened in a week, by the way. It's not the first time. This is the second time. Cash Patel comes out and says, oh, we've discovered some things about the pipe bomber. You know, the January 6th pipe bomber, mm-hmm, yeah. The one who's a Capitol police officer,
yeah.
Who was rewarded. Sorry, that's my opinion. With a job at the CIA 6 months after she planted the pipe bombs right there on that video. That pipe bomber. The one the Blaze investigative team broke that. And Lee, they had to go get video off somebody's cell phone of the pipe bomber walking around. You know why that is? Because the video that the FBI put out had been depixelated so that you could not do a gait analysis on her. Which is a thing, but she has a very prominent soccer injury. Her gait is very noticeably different. Everybody's gait is like their fingerprint. No two are the same.
Yeah, I've been hearing more about that. That's a technology that is used on a regular basis by intelligence agencies.
It is. Well, here's the problem. Cash Patel, his FBI comes out a month ago and goes, oh, we're going to re-release this video. Yeah, this is like really clear pixelated one that we didn't tamper with, so you couldn't do gate analysis and figure out that Capitol police officer's the pipe bomber and we let her walk around. That video came out a month ago. Go look it up. Why? Around the time the Blaze called the FBI for comment.
Yeah.
This is dirty. And then he goes on Maria Bartiromo yesterday and announces, hey, we think we might have found the pipe bomber. Right. So now the FBI only tells the truth after Twitter busts them. Take a listen to Takash Patel. I can't show you Maria Bartiromo's face here. If she could write across her forehead how she looks, it would be, you are lying to me.
And as it relates to major investigations of public importance like the pipe bomber, again, I say, stay tuned. We reviewed every single investigation of public consequence, reopened them.
No, you didn't. You were forced to re-release that video after the Blaze, two investigative reporters, did what the FBI wouldn't in 5 years, unveiled her identification. So Cash Patel, if I'm Trump, I'm stopping my morning and I'm calling Cash Patel to the White House. I need some information here. I need to know. Because here's the problem, Lee. Here's Cash Patel and Brett Baer on Fox News earlier this year about the Butler assassination.
You know, it sounds like he wants more about at least the Butler guy that we don't know a lot about. Will we know a lot more about him? Is there more to know?
I don't know that there's more to know, but you're going to know everything we know. And that's the other thing we did. We take assassination attempts, especially of the President of the United States, extremely seriously. And we don't feel that the American people have been given the information they need on that. And we're digging through the files and we're getting them a more robust picture of what happened and whether or not there were any connections.
I get all that. And I also understand investigations underway and there's potential prosecutions for people who are living.
No, they're not. He's dead. Mm-hmm.
And we knew a lot more about a lot of different people than we know about that guy. And you know, there's people that circulate all kinds of stuff, that it was an inside job or there was foreign influence or whatever. Can we say that it's not that?
And that's a great example of people looking for things where things don't exist. In that specific case, since that individual is dead, we are able to say a lot more, unlike the Merchant case in New York, which is ongoing, and whether or not there are any connections.
You didn't tell us the truth, honey.
Well, didn't answer the question either.
Didn't answer the question, hid the internet history. Either that, Lee, or the people inside the FBI are lying to him. In which case, he's not suited to run this agency. He's not. If he fell for that, that alone is a firing offense. There is a reason the FBI, and Lee, I'm just getting started, okay? I'm about to play for you Christopher Wray lying under oath. I'm about to play number two deputy director Paul Abadi lying under oath. No, there's no internet search history. No, we don't know who Crooks is. Why were they hiding this? Why? Because there is something really, really bad here about Thomas Crooks. That's why. And that is why Donald Trump is in danger every single day this continues. I'm just getting wound up here, folks. I'm going to break this down like nobody else will coming up. Cash Patel is absolutely a part of the cover up here, and I don't know why. But you're going to know that he is. We're going to push this today online. We're going to get this going. There's a reason Cash Patel is trending. You pull this thread, we're going to go somewhere. It's going to make you look at America differently.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.